Friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music.
It's a living story, church, keep moving on. It's the day of deliverance, flowing with assurance. Keep the fires burning, church, keep moving on. It's a living story, church, keep moving on. It's the day of deliverance, flowing with assurance. Keep the fires burning, church, keep moving on. Church, keep moving on. It's the day of deliverance, flowing with assurance. Keep the fires burning, church, keep moving on. There ain't no chains gonna hold him, no devil's gonna throw him. It's a living story, church, keep moving on. It's the day of deliverance, flowing with assurance. Keep the fires burning, church, keep moving on. Church, keep moving on. Church, keep moving on.
The Spinney Brothers with Church Keep Moving On, and that's from their CD, The Old Fundy Shore. And that was Roxine Roberts handling the lead vocals. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. As we turn back the hands of time, you'll be hearing artists from yesteryear, along with current artists of today as well. Gentleman Jim Reeves lost his life on July the 31st, 1964. And we'll be telling you all about that in about 15 minutes or so, right after our first station ID. Right now, it's Trinity from Ontario with If That Don't Make You Want to Go. And it's from their CD, God, Gospel, and Girlfriends. Then it's Big Al Traynor with one he wrote, The Canadian Flag. So it's Trinity with If That Don't Make You Want to Go, and Big Al Traynor with an awesome song he wrote about Canada, The Canadian Flag.
Well, John saw the golden city, New Jerusalem come down.
You wanna go, brother? If that don't make you wanna go, sister, if that don't make you wanna go to heaven, I don't know what does.
They say that heartache there, and no more curse of sin. No sickness and no cross to bear, and death can enter in. No fighting and no battlefield, no war, no enemies. Where the lamb and lion lay side by side in the land of perfect peace.
That don't make you wanna go, brother. That don't make you wanna go, sister. That don't make you wanna go to heaven. I don't know what does.
No worries and no more to fear. Our faith will be made sight. It's a glorious land of endless day where Jesus is the light. I bow down at Jesus' feet.
That don't make you wanna go, brother. That don't make you wanna go, sister. That don't make you wanna go to heaven. I don't know what does. That don't make you wanna go, brother. That don't make you wanna go, sister. That don't make you wanna go to heaven.
Canadian flag. Yes, this country Canada was new, and most Canadians can remember back when the flag flown in Canada was the British Union Jack. From the days of Confederation, so proudly it flew on Canadian flagpoles. It was red, white, and blue. All through World War I, and yes, again through World War II, many brave young Canadians gave their all for the red, white, and blue. And in Flanders fields, where the poppies grow, where brave young men lay row on row, they gave their lives, but these brave men knew it was for home and country and the red, white, and blue. But Canadian people knew Canada was their home, and what they wanted most was a flag of their own. They placed a red maple leaf on a white background, and the Canadian flag was new. It flew high and proud in Canada, and it replaced the red, white, and blue. Oh, it was a great flag, twice as long as it is wide. Flew the first time in Ottawa on February the 15th, 1965. King George V in November 1921, gave Canada red and white in a proclamation, and the French and English had already chosen the maple leaf as their emblem of our nation. It was red and white and very bright as it fluttered in the Canadian breeze, reminding us all our country is free and of our beautiful maple trees. The flag was born and recognized on February the 15th, 1965. The only sad thing about our flag is since then, over 100 young men from Canada have died. These young men who gave their all, and yes, we Canadians feel so bad that our sons and daughters come back to us covered up with our new flag. Today, high above the Parliament buildings, the Canadian flag flies free. thanks to our young soldiers who died for their country. God bless Canada and always keep her free.
Big Al Traynor from Oshawa, Ontario, with one of his many great songs that he's written, The Canadian Flag. And you heard Trinity with If That Don't Make You Want to Go. Trinity is Kim Inch, Renee Thompson, and Jeanette Arsenault. Friends, John Rex Reeves, nephew of our spotlight artist, is up next, and he's going to sing Mansion Over the Hilltop. And John Rex Reeves will be followed by the great Hank Williams with The Angel of Death. John Rex Reeves is an award-winning artist, and it was a great honor for me to meet John Rex Reeves and his wonderful wife, Neva, in Iowa in 2012. I was privileged to play on the same stage as John Rex, and John and I talked about his Uncle Jim Reeves and Hank Williams. John met Hank Williams when he was only 10 years old, and he told me that Jim Reeves and Hank Williams knew each other, and when they were performing in the same area, they sometimes got together. Here's John Rex Reeves with Mansion Over the Hilltop.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I wanna go on that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. Thank me poor or deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. But walk on streets that are pure as gold.
In the great book of John, you're warned of the day when you'll be laid beneath the cold clay. The angel of death will come from the sky and claim your poor soul. when the time comes to die.
When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say, your dying breath, that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the lights all grow dim and the dark shadows creep, and then your loved ones are gathered to, can you face them and say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death?
Hank Williams with the Angel of Death, and John Rex Reeves, nephew to the great Jim Reeves, with Mansion Over the Hilltop. Friends, coming up right now is our first station ID. And directly on the other side, you'll hear the voice of the great Jim Reeves from 1955, followed by I've Lived a Lot in My Time. Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Hi friends, this is Jim Reeves. I've just completed my first recording session for RCA Victor, and I'm very happy to be with them. I'm also very pleased with the tunes that we recorded on this, our first recording session for Victor. I sure hope you'll like them. Here's our friend now to play one of them for you.
I've lived a lot in my time.
I've lived a lot in my time.
I once had a mansion and lived in my glory, but now I'm down to my last dime. I had a sweetheart, but I was unfaithful. Oh, I've lived a lot in my time. I've fought the grim reaper down in the dark valley. I've prayed when the sun wouldn't shine. I've looked through the bars of a cold, lonely prison. Fine. I've hoed in the cornfields, I've picked in the cotton. Yes, I've lived a lot in my time. I've walked with our master down in the dark valley, and wonderful peace I did find. Someday I'll journey to Eden's green pastures. Yes, I've lived a lot in my time.
James Travis Reeves, or Jim Reeves, with I've Lived a Lot in My Time. And that was among the very first recordings Jim made for RCA Victor in 1955. Jim was born on August the 20th, 1923, in Galloway, Texas. He was known as Travis during his childhood years, and he won an athletic scholarship to the University of Texas, and while there, he enrolled to study speech and drama. He left university to play semi-professional baseball, and he played with the St. Louis Cardinals farm team, and that was during 1944, as a right-handed pitcher. At the age of 9, Jim got his first guitar, and within a couple years, he was singing on the local radio stations. And in 1943, he tried to join the U.S. Army, and he failed the examination, most likely because of a heart irregularity. He was influenced by Jimmy Rogers and Moon Mulligan, and to be on the RCA label, the same label as his hero Jimmy Rogers, was the ultimate for a recording artist. In the late 40s, he recorded a few songs on the Macy's label, then he recorded for the Favor label, but no hits resulted. Jim was known as a novelty artist, and after signing with RCA, the serious songs soon came. According to My Heart, number 4, Am I Losing You, number 3, and The Big One, Jim's recording of Four Walls would lead into the Nashville sound and change country music forever. He joined the cast of the Louisiana Hayride, KWKH, in Shreveport, Louisiana, first as an MC announcer. He always wanted to sing, but he was told he was a good announcer, but he wasn't a good singer. In late 1952, Hank Williams didn't show up for his performance, and the announcer, Horace Logan, said, "Okay, Jim, we have no one to fill the spot, so take your guitar and do your thing." And do your thing he did, and he did it well. After singing Mexican Joe, a record producer was in the audience and signed him with Abbott Records. And Mexican Joe skyrocketed to number one on March the 28th, 1953. Another number one song followed, Bimbo, and then Penny Candy reached number 5. It's time now for a number from our featured artist, and I doubt if many of you have ever heard this song until now. It's my second all-time favorite song by Jim Reeves. It's about his dog, Old Tige. And if you will, listen close to the lyrics.
Tige, you were faithful to the end. Tige, how I miss you. You were my best friend.
3 years of Army service done, and I was heading home at last. I got to thinking about my dog and things long gone and past. How Old Tige pulled me from the creek when I had no pulse or breath, and how he had saved me from the charging bull that gored my dad to death. As a kid, I'd dream of bears and tremble to my toes, till Old Tige would come up to my bed and nudge me with his nose. And then my fears would melt away, and Tige would go lie down, and I'd drift on back to sleep without another sound. The big bus stopped and I got off. It was awful dark and thick with fog. Then something gently nuzzled me, and there stood Tige, my dog. I wondered if my faithful dog had met the bus each day and all the dreary winter nights since I'd been away. To have Tige meet me here like this, I was really glad, 'cause I hadn't needed Tige so much since the day they buried Dad. 2 long miles still lay ahead, but what I didn't know, a giant dam was being built where the old road used to go. I thanked the Lord for sending Tige, and I followed where he led, knowing well without his help that I'd be good as dead. Tige inched along this way and that, going rough and slow, and I could hear the water lapping at the ledges far below. Then through the mist I saw a light and Mother in her chair, and I reached down to pat old Tige, but he wasn't there. I'm thankful, Mom, you had old Tige these 3 lonely years. I owe my life to him tonight. I couldn't help my tears. You say you wrote me about the dam? Well, God was sure with us. I didn't get your letter, Mom, but old Tige met the bus. I hate to tell you, son, she said, but now you've got to know. When you left, it broke his heart. Tige died 3 years ago.
Jim Reeves with a great narration, Old Tige. Jim became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1955, and Four Walls was number 1 early in the summer of 57. Four Walls also made it to number 11 on the pop charts. And the biggest one yet, He'll Have to Go in 1959, stayed on the charts for 34 weeks. Four Walls was intended for a female singer, and Jim's version was to be used only as a demo. To everyone's surprise, Jim lowered the volume and sang in a low register, with his lips almost touching the microphone. RCA didn't want to release Four Walls, but Jim's producer, Chet Atkins, made the decision to release it. With the release of Four Walls and He'll Have to Go, Jim was appearing on all the big network and television shows. Chet Atkins and Jim Reeves were not trying to change country music, but the new velvet-sounding voice of Jim Reeves was better suited without the steel guitar and without the fiddle, and they added the big, lush symphony orchestras. Here's a song that I bet you don't hear very often by Jim, one titled Satan Can't Hold Me.
Trumpet has sounded, and at judgment we stand, and the Lord up in heaven takes you by the hand. If for things I've done wrong I am sent down below, Satan can't hold me, this much I know. Satan can't hold me, nobody can. Angel or devil, spirit or man, through the valleys of darkness I'll come to your side. Your love my beacon, my love my guide. I'll swim every river that keeps me from you, till that wonderful day we're together again. Satan can't hold me, true love must win. Satan can't hold me, nobody can. Devil, spirit or man, through the valleys of darkness, I'll come to your side. Your love, my beacon, my love, my guide.
The great Jim Reeves with Satan Can't Hold Me. International fame was just around the corner with tours in South Africa, Britain, and Ireland. He made a movie, Kimberly Jim, and he recorded an album in the African language. His number one singles were Mexican Joe, Bimbo, Four Walls, Billy Bio, He'll Have to Go, I Guess I'm Crazy, This Is It, Is It Really Over, Distant Drums, Blue Side of Lonesome, and I Won't Come In While He's There. Like Hank Williams, several of his number one hits came after his death. Next is Jim's 1962 recording of This World Is Not My Home. I've stitched it together with Jim's nephew John Rex Reeves' recording of the same song from 2005. John Rex Reeves does the last verse and chorus, and the apple didn't fall very far from the tree here. So here's uncle and nephew with This World Is Not My Home.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother just over in glory land, and I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Daddy, my daddy, teach me how to pray.
One night, a sleepy little boy knelt beside my bed. He smiled and looked into my eyes, and this is what he said. Daddy, my daddy, you've taught me lots today. So daddy, my daddy, teach me how to pray. You brought me home a brand new kite and showed me how to fly, and there ain't no other kid whose dad can knock a ball so high. I'd like to thank God for you, but I don't know what to say. So, Daddy, my Daddy, teach me how to pray. I had to turn and leave his room, and he began to cry. I didn't want my boy to know, but so did I. His best pal had forsaken him, but what was there to say? For Daddy, his Daddy, had forgotten how to pray.
Daddy, my Daddy, teach me how to pray.
Teach Me How to Pray, a song that Jim recorded in 1958. And you also heard Jim with his nephew, John Rex Reeves, with an Albert E. Brumley song, This World Is Not My Home. Jim Reeves was piloting his own plane. His pianist and band leader, Dean Manuel, was also with him. They were caught in a violent thunderstorm and crashed over Brentwood, Tennessee. It was July the 31st, 1964, at exactly 4:52 p.m. Jim Reeves and Dean Manuel were dead. Jim's widow, Mary Reeves, was instrumental in keeping Jim's music and memory alive. Over the next 20 years, RCA released an additional 80 songs for Jim's fans. In 1961, at Starday Studios, Jim recorded Distant Drums as a demo, and that was for its writer, Cindy Walker. Chet Atkins didn't like the song and had no intention of letting Jim release it. Well, after Jim's death, the Vietnam War was heating up, and they were quick to overdub Distant Drums, and in 1966, it was another number one song for Jim. Jim was very popular in India, Sri Lanka, and the Philippines. He's a member of the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame, and of course, Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame. He stood 6 feet tall, and I bet you didn't know this. He wore a toupee. Well, Jim Reeves died at age 40, and he was the biggest male country music star to emerge from the Nashville sound. There's a giant memorial to Jim in Carthage, Texas, where he's buried. To this day, the Jim Reeves star is still shining brightly. In my estimation, Jim Reeves had one of the most perfect voices in all of country music, past and present. And I said earlier, Jim had 11 number one songs. In total, he charted 77 singles, and 52 of those songs were in the top 10. He recorded this one in 1962, another Albert E. Brumley song, I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a
land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, yes, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Jim Reeves with I'll Fly Away. And friends, I hope you enjoyed the great Jim Reeves in the Gospel Trail Spotlight today. Coming up right now is our second station ID. Immediately following is my version of the Far Side Banks of Jordan. Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Journey on my mind. The horrors of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay, and my one regret is leaving you behind. If it proves to be his will that I am first to go, and somehow I've a feeling it will be. Comes your time to fall, please don't feel lost, or I will be the first one that you'll see. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. Life we labored hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes. I'll just rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. Side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand.
My version of Terry Smith's great song, Far Side Banks of Jordan. Shel Dalton is originally from Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, and he's next with Mama's Bible, And then it's Jim Richard from Truro with Talk to Paul. Shel Dalton now lives in Belleville, Ontario.
When Mama read the Bible, all us kids were gathered round. But the ticking of the clock, why, you couldn't hear a sound. And Mama left us something that will follow all our lives. Mama read the Bible to her children every night. Papa left when we were young, Mama raised us on her own. She walked to work, the rain and snow, to give her kids a home. Although we never told her this much, she knows, I'm sure, no children under God had ever loved their mother more. We had our reunion just a week ago today, and the same little praying house where Mama passed away. And the top drawer of a dresser at the bottom of the stairs, we found Mama's Bible and we bowed our heads in prayer. In the pages of the Bible were the days of all our work. On the day that she was married, it was on the very first. On the day that Daddy died, Mama had that marked in red. And on the last page of the Bible, we marked in Mama's death. When Mama read the Bible, all us kids would gather round. But the ticking of the clock, why, you couldn't hear a sound. And Mama left us something that will follow all our lives. Mama read the Bible to her children every night. Yes, Mama read the Bible to her children every night.
One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. I'm gonna ask him about his travel, he'll tell it to me all. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. I'm gonna tell him I read all his books. I'm gonna tell him I read all his books. And it sure was hard to travel down the same road that he took. I'm gonna tell him I read all his books. He'll introduce me to Luke and Timothy. He'll introduce me to Luke and Timothy. I'll be so glad to meet them. They'll be glad to meet me. He'll introduce me to Luke and Timothy. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. I'm gonna ask him about his travels. He'll tell it to me all. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. Well, I know just how he felt locked in that jail. I know just how he felt locked in that jail. I bet that him and Silence will never tell the tale. I know just how he felt locked in that jail. Shake them healing hands. One of these days I'm gonna shake them healing hands. same hands that raised you, kiss that sleeping, falling man. One of these days I'm gonna shake them healing hands. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. I'm gonna ask him about his travels. He'll tell it to me all. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul. One of these days I'm gonna sit out and talk to Paul.
Jim Richard from Truro with Talk to Paul, and that's from his CD, The Diplomat. And you also heard Shel Dalton from Belleville, Ontario with Mama's Bible. Friends, last week I played a couple songs by Wolf Milestone from Brampton, Ontario. I've got another song by this award-winning artist. It's a song that Wolf co-authored from his album, Wolf Milestone from the Heart. A great song here, one titled, Mama's Cookin'.
I remember Mama's cookin' on that old cast iron stove. My daddy was a drifter and he left when I was four. I remember the welfare worker always knocking at our door. I remember Mama saying, son, don't consider yourself poor. For as long as there's a roof to keep away the rain, as long as there's a bit of food to take away the pain, as long as you've got love and your trust in God above, then in your shoes will walk a man that you could be proud of. I remember my old neighborhood as if it was today. Kids would laugh at me hand-me-downs, then they'd walk away. With tear-filled eyes I'd turn and run, heading for the door. Waiting there to greet me was my mama's words once more. For as long as there's a roof to keep away the rain, as long as there's a bit of food to take away the pain, as long as you've got love and your trust in God above, then in your shoes will walk a man that you could be proud of. As long as there's a bit of food to take away the pain, as long as you've got love and your trust in God above, then in your shoes will walk a man that you could be proud of. The hard times now are gone, Mama's passed away, but sometimes late at night I can still hear her say, as long as there's a roof to keep away the rain, as long as there's a bit of food to take away the pain, as long as you've got love and your trust in God above, then in your shoes will walk a man that you could be proud of. And in your shoes will walk a man that you could be proud of.
Wolf Milestone from Brampton, Ontario, with one that he co-authored, one titled Mama's Cookin', and that's from his album, From the Heart. Friends, after Hank Williams died on January the 1st, 1953, MGM Records only had a handful of songs in the can or recorded ahead, and they were looking for anything they could find in order to satisfy Hank's fans. Several record companies were producing his records 24/7 around the clock, and they couldn't make them fast enough. Jesus Is Calling is from a demo that Hank made for Charlie Monroe, and it was probably recorded in early 1951. Well, friends, thanks for joining us on the Gospel Trail today, and I sure hope you enjoyed the program, and I hope you might have heard something today that may have brought back a memory or two. So our final selection for today is Hank Williams and Jesus Is Calling.
Pray. He's calling for you. don't turn away. Jesus is calling, calling, calling night and day.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.